它开了吗？So my wife and I have been empty nesters for over a year, and we don't need a big house anymore.
我跟我太太现在我们已经是空巢期了，所以我们不再需要一个大房子。
We're ready for our next stage of our lives.
我们已经进入到人生的另外一个阶段。
So last week we moved to a condo.
所以上个星期我们就搬到了一个小一点的公寓里边。
Yeah, we were downsizing.
我们在那个缩小。
So when we moved the last time about 20 years ago, several brothers came to help moving.
然后二十年之前，当我们挪到我们现在的这个以前的这个房子里边呢，有很多弟兄来帮我们搬家。
Yeah, and this time we hired people to move.
这次呢，我们就请人了。
Our physical strength is just not the same as 20 years ago.
我们都不像二十年前那么强壮了。
Now, besides the strength, I noticed my body is going through some unexpected changes.
然后呢，除了这个。力气不如以前呢，我也感觉到我的那个身体在经历变化。
Yeah, some people, some people's hair may turn like a salt and pepper at my age.
那有的人在我这个年纪的那头发就是变成灰白色。
Yeah, but mine.
但是我的呢是跟别人不一样。
嗯，那个 ，can we focus 那个后面？
下一张那个幻灯片啊。
Mine is turned curly.
我的那个变化呢是变得就是自来卷，越来越卷。
My hair has never been curly in all my life.
我以前我的头发从来都是直的，从来没有卷过。
Every time I go to barber, I have to apologize for ruining their scissors because of my coarse hair.
每次我去理发呢，我都向那个理发师就是很不好意思，因为头发太硬了，让他们那个剪刀都弄坏了。
Yeah, so when they cut my hair too short, my hair actually kind of stick up.
当他们把我头发剪得很短的时候，我的头发就竖起来。
Yeah, but now it kind of mellows down now. You can see it.
现在我头发就开始那个变软了，就开始这样卷起来。
My younger self had a very high metabolism, and so I stayed thin.
所以在我年轻的时候，那时候新陈代谢也很快，所以就挺瘦的。
And my favorite restaurant was a Japanese buffet restaurant.
那当然，我最喜欢的就是那个日本的那个自助餐店。
Now the little I eat will stay in the middle of my body, making me look rounder.
现在呢，稍微吃一点呢，就都停在腰部，就看上去就比较圆乎乎的。
Yeah, and then it seems like yesterday I was able to burn the midnight oil.
那好像还是昨天我可以整夜熬夜。
And then get like a 3 hours sleep, and then I bounce back as if nothing happened the next day.
那晚上只睡三个小时，第二天早晨起来什么事儿都没有。
But if I stay past midnight now.
但是我现在如果过了十二点还不睡觉
，I will pay a huge toll the next day dragging my heavy body.
第二天呢，那就很难受了，要觉得身体都很沉重。
Losing strength and then these curly hair and the rounder bodies are reminders of aging and the brevity of life.
然后呢，一个是没有力气了，头发也变得更来越来越软了，然后那个身体容易变胖，这都是提醒我。我们的这个生命的短暂。
So, Psalm 90 actually depicts this reality very soberly.
然后诗篇九十篇就给我们很清楚地描述了人生的短暂。
So let's study it together, since it also points the hope that we have in God.
因为诗篇九十篇也指出来我们在神里的盼望。
So if you have a Bible with you, then please turn with me to Psalm 90.
如果大家有圣经的话，请打开诗篇九十篇。
Now, if you turn to Psalm 90, it starts with a heading, a title says, A Prayer of Moses, the Man of God.
如果你的诗篇上面有那个标题的话，它写的就是诗人摩西的祈祷。
From the title that we know, you know, from the title we know who this prayer is for.
你知道这个祷告是谁写的？
Actually, who is this prayer from?
这个祷告是从谁出来的？谁写的这种诗篇
yeah, I'm sure Moses, he did not pen that title himself.
我觉得这个不是摩西自己给自己写上这个名称神人。
Yeah, he was too humble to call himself the man of God.
他很谦卑，他不会说自己是神人。
I bet that this came from people who read about his life.
或者应该这个是从了解摩西生平的人写的，就是写这个头衔的。
And if you read his life in the books of Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, the man of God actually is very appropriate for him.
如果你去读像出埃及记、民历 民数记、生命记，因为你知道神人这个头衔给摩西是非常合适的。
Like a priest, he stood between God and the people of Israel.
他像祭司一样，就是站在神和人中间。
And through him, God rescued the people of Israel from bondage of Egypt and led them to the promised land.
神就是通过摩西把以色列人从埃及地的这个捆绑中间拯救出来，带到了迦南美地。
And then through him, God gave the people the law, how to worship God, and how to live in a society.
然后呢，神也通过摩西给了以色列人律法，然后如何过这个社会生活。
Once was a prince of Egypt.
他曾经是埃及的王子。
A leader and a lawgiver.
他现在是一个领袖，是个带领的人，是一个给颁布律法的人。
Yeah, and Moses is one of the prominent figures that the people of Israel have revered.
然后这也是以色列人非常尊重的人，就是一个历史人物，就是摩西。
Not only that, God actually has a commentary about this national hero.
但是神对摩西是怎么评价的呢？
Says, "My servant Moses, he is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles." He sees the form of the Lord.
神说，我的仆人摩西，他是在我全家尽忠的。我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语。
So the relationship between God and Moses is very intimate.
所以摩西跟神的关系是很亲的。
Like the friend, God speaks clearly, not in riddles.
所以呢，就像朋友一样，神是很明显，就是用明说，而不是用谜语。
Right, the man of God. This title, gives a Moses. This is very, very appropriate.
所以神人这个头衔呢，来形容摩西是很合适的。
So maybe we can learn a thing or two from this man of God.
所以我们可能可以从这位神人身上学到一些东西。
Okay, so let's read it together. First, we'll read it in English and then Chinese.
我们先用英文读，再用中文读。
Okay, read together.
让我们一起来读。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from the everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
中文，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Moses starts with his prayer with a relationship between God and his people.
然后呢，摩西的祷告是始于神和他百姓之间的关系。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place.
他首先说，主啊，你是我们的居所。
A dwelling place is a place of security and protection.
那居所呢，就是一个安全有保障的地方。
A place to rejuvenate our spirit and strength.
是更新我们的精神跟我们力量的地方。
A place to call our own.
是我们可以称为我们自己的家的一个自己的地方。
Now, even though Moses led the people of Israel wandering in the wilderness for 40 years,
即使摩西带领以色列人在旷野里这样漂流了40年,
even though he himself did not get to enter the promised land,
虽然他自己没进到这个应许之地,
but he said, Lord, you have been our dwelling place.
但是他说，神啊，你是我们的居所。
Our relationship with God is a picture of being at home, no matter where we are on the map.
所以我们跟神的关系就是显示了，不管我们在什么地方，神都是我们的居所，都是我们的家。
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the ancestors of the people of Israel were nomads.
就是亚伯拉罕、雅各，还有以撒、雅各，他们还有以色列的祖先，他们实际上是个游牧民族。
They moved around to find green pastures for their flock.
所以他们就到处带着这个牲畜呢，找那个有水有草的地方。
But today we go where the job is.
但是今天呢，我们是哪里有工作就去哪里。
We are the modern day nomads.
我们是现代的游牧民族。
So when we have the relationship with God, no matter where we go,God is our dwelling place.
所以当我们跟神有关系的时候，不管我们去哪里，神就是我们的居所。
God gives us a sense of being at home, no matter where we are.
所以呢，神让我们就有这种意识，不管我们去哪里，神是我们的，就是我们的家，就是我们的居所。
Now, I grew up in a home where I felt secure.
我从小那个长大的这个环境，我的家庭是很稳固的。
Where my parents would nurture my interests.
那我的父母呢，也是养育培养我的各种兴趣。
Yeah, so it's easy for me to make that connection that God is secure and trustworthy.
所以呢，对我来讲，我觉得说神是安全的，神是可以信靠的，让我有这样的联系，没有什么问题。
Now, if you were not raised in a home where you felt safe,
如果你的从小生长的环境，你的家庭没有让你觉得很安全，
where you had to defend for yourself,
你必须得护卫自己。
Now, let me tell you, God is your dwelling place that you've been missing.
那让我告诉你，神就是你所很想要有的那个可以你的居想要有的那种家那个居所。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, He is that loving Father who wants the relationship with you that you've been craving for.
他就是那位慈爱的父亲，就是你一直向往的所有的那个慈爱的父亲。
And He is the Creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造者。
He created you in His image.
他照着他的形象创造了你。
And this God, from everlasting to everlasting, made Himself known to Moses and the people of Israel.
这位是从亘古到永远的神，他向以色列人、向摩西显示了他自己。
And this God wants to have a relationship with the people He created.
神也想跟他所创造的人类有关系。
So, this God does not change.
这是一位永不改变的神。
Because from everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
因为从亘古到永远，他是神。
And thank God that He does not change.
感谢神，他是不改变的。
Because one thing that we can be sure that life is full of changes.
因为我们能确定的一件事情就是生活就是在不断的改变，这是唯一不变的。
Our body changes.
我们的身体会改变。
Our mind changes.
我们的那个思维思想也会改变。
Our circumstances changes.
我们的环境会改变。
I've changed and decided to downsize at this stage of my life.
我就改变了想法，决定要把我的房子换成小房子。
And in the midst of change, it's so easy to be confused and lose direction.
然后呢，在这种整个的一个不断变化的世界中，很容易就会觉得迷惑，就会失去方向。
The thank God that He does not change.
感谢主，他不改变。
So when we cast ourselves to God, our lives are anchored in Him.
所以，当我们把自己就是依靠交在神身上的时候，我们就有一个稳固的根基，就好像锚有一个整个扎锚似的。
Yeah, our compass has the true north, regardless of how the current of life may sweep us.
不管周围的环境是怎么的改变，但是我们的有个指南针一直指向一个固定的北方。
And we can rest assured that our God does not change.
我们可以觉得很安全，因为我们的神是不改变的。
And that's the good news.
那是好消息。
Okay, so let's continue with the next verses.
让我们看下边的经文。
Okay. You return, let's read together.
来，我们一起来读第三节。
You return man to dust and say, Return, O children of man, for a thousand years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.You sweep them away as the flood. They are like a dream, like a grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. In Chinese.
Okay. 你使世人第三节，你使世人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。你叫他们如水冲去。他们如睡一觉，早晨；他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
So Moses changes from God the everlasting to the man the fleeting.
所以呢，摩西现在的视角从一位永远的神到这个改变的人，就是很快过去的人。
Verse 3 actually is a reference to the fall, how sin ushered in the curse to mankind.
第三节其实是指向人类的犯罪，就是因为呢人犯罪导致的这个咒诅。
So and this is what God said to Adam after he rebelled against God.
在那个亚当犯罪之后，悖逆神之后，神对亚当说。
He said that by the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return.
你必流汗满面，汗流满面才得呼口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Right? So this turning back to dust actually is an imagery of death.
所以归于尘土其实就是死的另外一个描述。
Yeah, it's a result of sin.
这是罪的结果。
And we all have sinned, and none is righteous.
我们都犯了罪，没有一个义人。
And we toil all our lives. At the end, we all die.
我们一生劳苦愁烦，最后都要死去。
Then we return to dust.
我们最后归于尘土。
So then Moses uses these five imageries to depict the brevity of life in light of the eternity.
在这个永恒之光的照耀下，摩西就向我们描述了五个人生短暂的图像。
So the first one is in verse 4, for 1,000 years in your sight are but a yesterday when it is past.
第一个摩西用的这个图像就是他在第四节说，在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。
So are 1,000 years long?
一千年有多长呢？
Now 1,000 years actually in Chinese history, if you kind of look back from now, go back 1,000 years, it's a Song dynasty.
宋
呀、
yeah, 如果你现在从现在看中国的历史啊，回忆千年是宋朝，
是 Northern Song Dynasty，
是北宋时期。
呀、yeah. After Song then it's what dynasty？
宋朝之后是哪个年代呢？是哪个朝代？
元
朝。
Right, 元 dynasty。 After
元朝之后呢？
明
朝。
After 明？
明朝之后呢？
清。 Right, after Qing is the Republic China in the mainland.
然后再之后就是民国，然后就是大陆。
And then in 1949, and then there's a mainland China and Taiwan.
就是刚开始清朝之后，先是民国，然后就后来就是大陆跟台湾。
So how much of a thousand history do you know?
所以这一千年的历史你了解多少呢？
I must say I don't know a whole lot.
我要承认说我是其实知道的不太多。
But on the contrary, do you remember what you did yesterday?
但是相比之下，你昨天做了什么？你记得吗？
Okay, I think I can recall that.
我可以记住我昨天做了什么。
Yeah, I think I remember when I got up.
我记得我几点起来的。
What I had for breakfast.
我昨天早晨吃了什么。
What I did in the morning and so on.
然后昨天上午做了什么。
I hope you remember too.
我想你也记得。
Right, but to God, actually 1,000 years are like the yesterday, he knows all too well.
但是对神来讲，一千年之前就像是昨天，他什么都知道。
Actually, God himself is a transcendent over time.
神呢，是在这个时间之上的，是超越时间的。
He knows all the past, all the present, and all the future.
神知道所有的过往，所有的现在和所有的未来。
So the human history is brief for us, but in light of eternity.
所以 to God,
to God、yeah.
所以呢这个人类的历史在神来看就是短暂的、
So the next picture is about 1,000 years are as a watch in the night.
但是神再一个他的形象就说这个千年呢又如夜间的一更。
To the Jewish people, there are 3 watches at night and each watch is 4 hours.
对犹太人来讲他的一更呢就是在晚上有三更。那每一更呢，就是我们现在的4个小时。
Okay, yeah. Now I sleep about 6 to 7 hours.
我每天要睡6到7个小时。
That's about 2 watches.
那大概就是两更。
So now I also as soon as I hit the pillow, I fall asleep.
我是那个脑袋一栽枕头就能睡着的人。
Yeah, and I sleep so deeply that even a thunderstorm will not awaken me.
我睡得特别沉，打雷我也听不见。
I even consider this as a talent to sleep through a howling wind in hurricane.
我觉得这是一个天赋啊，这是一个本事啊。我能够在那个飓风那么吹的时候，我都能睡着。
Yeah, I don't know if you heard howling winds before. It's scary.
你有没有听过那个飓风来的时候，那外边那个吹风像吹哨的那种声音？有没有人听过
Yeah, once I hit the sack, that's it. I don't know anything.
但是我是只要一睡下去，啥都听不见了。
I also heard that I snore.
我听说我还打呼噜。
I cannot deny or confirm because I don't know.
我也不能承认，也不能否认，因为反正我睡着了，不知道。
So when I close my eyes and wake up the next morning, 2 watches has gone by unconsciously.
所以我一闭上眼睛再睁开，已经过了两更了。
So in the light of eternity, 1,000 years are like a watch in the night gone by so quickly.
所以呢，在永恒的这个对比之下呢，一千年不过就像夜间的一更，过去的很快。
And then the third picture is, as I said, so you sweep them away with a flood.
第 第三个这里的一个描述就是你叫他们如水冲去。
Now imagine that you walk on the beach with your spouse.
想象一下你跟你的配偶一起在沙滩上海滩上散步。
And both of you holding hands and good feeling, you giggling.
你们就是都彼此感觉很好，拉着手在那里讲话，在那里笑。
She's so pretty or he's so handsome.
你觉得哎呀，他真漂亮，他真英俊。
You look at the sunset, the, on the blue sky.
然后你看着这个日落，看着这个蓝天。
And the hue of the evening sun just shines on your loved one's face.
然后这个晚霞的光就照在你所爱的人的脸上。
Picture perfect.
你觉得这是一个完美的图像。
Right? And then you look behind and see that there are two sets of footprints on the sand.
然后你往回看了，就看到两对两双脚印。
Think of that all these years that you and your spouse have gone through life together.
就想象你们一起共度的这个人生的时光。
You feel romantic, you feel loved.
你感觉很罗曼蒂克，你感觉很有爱。
Then the wave comes in and just disregard how you feel at the moment.
不管你当时的感觉是怎么样，这时候浪就打过来。
It washes away those footprints as if you never come.
然后呢，就把那个脚印呢全部给。就是给冲没了，好像你从来就没有来过这个地方一样。
In the light of eternity, life is so brief that as if you were swept away and non-existent.
然后呢，在永恒之中，好像生命是如此的短暂，好像你从来就没有未曾出现过。
And then the next image in verse 5 says they are like a dream.
然后再一个摩西用的这个描述就是说，他们如像好像。做梦一样，像一场梦一样。
Actually, the original text actually Chinese
中文的翻译其实
is correct. It's like a sleeping.
他说他们如睡一觉。
Yeah, we think life is bright ahead of us, and life is long lasting.
我们觉得好像我们以前的这个生活，这个日子会永远过不下去似的，是很长的。
But if we don't think about eternity, life ends unknowingly, like falling asleep.
然后呢，如果你不知道永恒这个生命就好像睡觉一样，就一下就过去了。
Yeah. And then the last image says that like grass that is renewed in the morning, in the evening it fades and withers.
再一个摩西用的图像就是说，我们早晨如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，到晚上就枯干了。
It's a picture of a vibrant and it's a young and beautiful.
那是一个年轻的时候很有活力，很美，很有生命力。
Yeah. And then a dry and withered.
结果到了晚上，就是一个又干又枯干的一个景象。
Again, it's a picture of brevity.
这个就是人生的一个短暂的描述。
So the conclusion is that life is so short in light of eternity.
所以在永恒的对比之下，生命是如此的短暂。
It all passed so quickly without a trace.
一下就过去了，甚至一点痕迹都不留。
Okay, all right. Let's continue. Look at what Moses says next.
我们再看下边第七到第十三节。
Okay, read it together. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of your life are 70 or even by reason of strength, 80.Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? 好，我们来念中文。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所尽夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
So life is not only brief, but also tragic.
这个人生啊，不仅是短暂的，而且是比较悲惨的。
Life is brief because of God's wrath.
因为呢，神的震怒 生命是短暂的。
And God's wrath is because of our sins.
神之所以震怒是因为我们的罪。
Now Moses is very familiar with the sins of his people.
那摩西是很了解、很熟悉他百姓的罪的。
Now God led them to the edge of the promised land.
神把以色列百姓带到了这个应许之地的边缘。
And before they would enter, Moses sent out 12 spies to survey the land.
他们在进去之前呢，摩西就差遣了十二个探子去看一下这个土地。
The spies brought them the good news and the bad news.
那探子就带回来好消息，也带回来坏消息。
The good news was that the land was indeed abundant. It's a land of milk and honey, as God promised.
然后呢，好消息就是这个土地的确是一个丰美之地，就像神所应许的，是牛奶与蜜之地。
The bad news was that the people in that land was huge and strong.
但是坏消息就是住在那个地上的居民呢，各都是巨人，而且很强壮。
And they were so big that we're like grasshoppers.
说他们那么高大，我们跟他们相比就像蚱蜢一样。
So the people heard the bad news and their hearts melted in fear.
然后百姓呢，听到了这个坏消息呢，心都化了。
So they forgot that God actually is so big, is bigger than those people in the land, that they were actually like a grasshopper.
他们就忘记了他们的神是如此的伟大，跟神相比，那这些地上的这些居民呢，就像蚱蜢一样。
So the people of Israel refused to believe God's power and His promise.
所以这些以色列人呢，就拒绝相信神的大能跟神的应许。
So they rejected God and decided to go back to Egypt.
所以他们就拒绝了神，他们就想回埃及地去。
So God's judgment upon them was not to allow the first generation men to enter the promised land.
所以神对他们的审判就是这一代的人呢都不能进应许之地。
So God delayed His promise for another 40 years, so they will all die in the wilderness.
所以呢，神的应许呢就单延了四十年，直到这一代的人全都死了。
Yeah. So according to the census, there were about 600,000 men 20 years and older.
根据他们当时的这个数点人数呢，当时应该是有600,000的20岁以上的男人。
So that means for 40 years, 40 men would die every day.
所以这就意味着有40年之久，每天要死40个人。
So every day there are about 40 funerals on average.
所以呢，每天平均是有40个葬礼。
So those first generation men got up every morning and were wondering whether today will be the day.
所以这一代的人呢，他们就起来就会想说，今天是不是就是该轮到我了。
Because God said they're going to die, so maybe it's today.
所以神说他们都会死，所以他们会想是不是就是今天。
Now let's don't think that we are more fortunate than they are.
不要觉得说我们比他们更运气更好，我们更幸运。
It's true that we have more advanced medicine.
我们现在有很好的药物。
But because we all sin, that we will all die one day.
但是因为我们都犯了罪，有一天我们都会死。
I bet none of you got up this morning and thought that maybe today is the day.
我觉得我们中间不会有任何人早晨起来就想到说，哎，可能就是今天。
We come to church, we come to church service, and then we go about our day afterwards.
然后我们就来到教会，然后参加敬拜，然后再回去继续过我们的日子。
But the reality is that we're all going to die someday.
但是真相就是有一天我们都会死。
The question is that, are you ready to meet your creator?
这个问题就在于你预备好见你的创造者、创造者吗？
Now won't that idea give us a new perspective on living?
所以那个就会给我们一个重新来看到我们如何来生活。
So the passage we have read so far is very quite depressing.
所以我们刚才读的这些经文呢，其实让人挺好像挺灰尘挺沉挺沉的。
Life is brief.
生命是短暂的。
God's wrath is on us because of our sins.
因为我们的罪，神的震，我们都在神的震怒之下。
And life itself is full of toils and troubles.
人生的生命中间充满了劳苦愁烦。
So how shall we then live?
那我们如何来生活呢？
Just to give up?
放弃吗？
Moses said this, so teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom.
摩西说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Yeah, so don't give up but to be wise.
不要放弃，但是呢要有智慧。
Now, today we have people living over, let's say, 100 years.
现在我们真的有人能活到100岁。
That's about 30, that's over 36,000 days over.
那就是超过36,000天。
And then Moses said that the strong people live about 80 years.
摩西说强壮的可以到80岁。
That's about over 29,000 days.
那大概是29,000多天。
I just passed the 20,000 mark.
那我刚刚过了20,000天，我的人生。
Yeah, and then I'm like, but some of you may say that, hey, I'm still young.
那有些人说，哦，你看，我们还你还是挺 young, 挺年轻的。
And I can hear my student says that, hey, I'm still in middle school.
然后我的学生会说，啊，我还在初中呢。
We don't think about life that way.
我们不是这样来看待生活的。
But here's a fact of life: we don't know how many days left to live.
我们好像觉得日子都很长，但是实际上是我们不知道我们的人生有多长。
So Moses calls out to God to teach him to number his days.
所以摩西就是向神呼求，求神指教他怎样数算自己的日子。
So when you don't have a lot of money,
当你没有很多钱的时候
you will watch your spending.
那你就会小心你的用怎么样用钱
？Right, you want to stretch a dollar so there's no waste.
所以呢，你想那每一分钱、每一块钱都花了应该用的地方，不会浪费钱。
Likewise, so when you realize that we don't have a lot of days left in our life,
所以同样的，如果我们意识到我们的人生没有很多的日子的时候
，It is wise for us to spend what we have so there's no waste.
所以呢。比较聪明的做法就是来数算我们有多少还有多少日子，以至于不会浪费。
So the wise thing to do is to shift our perspectives from the brevity of life to eternity.
所以聪明的做法，有智慧的做法，就是我们把这个看到人生的短暂，把我们的重心换到永恒上，盯着永恒来过日子。
Shift our priority to eternity, knowing that it is coming soon.
把我们的这个优先次序照着永恒来过，知道说以后我们就要进到永恒里。
And learn to see life from God's viewpoint.
从神的眼光来看待生活，来看待人生。
The wise thing we can do is to orient ourselves to eternity with the limited time we have in this life.
是聪明的做法，有智慧的做法，就是照着永恒的这个角度来重新。来摆我们的人生次序。
There was a writer remembering a conversation he had with his friend when he was 25 years old.
那有一位作者，他就记述说，他跟他的朋友只有25岁，他们在一起。
His friend called him out for lunch.
那他这位25岁的朋友就叫他一起吃午餐。
Yeah, so during lunch, his friend told him that he had cancer.
在他们吃饭的时候，他的朋友就告诉他说他得了癌症。
It's a late stage cancer.
而且他是那个癌症晚期。
So the writer, of course, was shocked because he's so young.
然后当然这位作者就非常的震惊，因为他的朋友还那么年轻。
So after a few minutes of silence, the writer asked his friends this question.
所以呢，就那他当时就讲不出话了，停顿了一会儿，他就问他的朋友这个问题。
When you are aware that you have this cancer, what did you think you want to do?
他说，当你听说你有癌症的时候，那你想要做什么呢？
And his friend actually answered without hesitation.
然后他的朋友马上没有任何犹豫就回答说，
Reconcile with God.
第一个跟神恢复关系。
Spend more time with loved ones.
花更多的时间跟我所爱的人。
And clear out my relationship with people, apologize and forgive.
就是让我跟神的人的关系呢都是清洁的，或者是道歉，或者是与饶恕。
And then he paused, and then said this.
然后他的朋友就停了一下，这样说。
Actually, that's how we should live, as if we only have a few days left.
他说，其实我们每天都应该像觉得我们没有多少日子留下来，这样来过生活。
I think this is a very good perspective on living.
所以我觉得这是一个很好的如何来生活的一个角度。
Live as if we only have few days left.
就好像你只有几天的日子留下来来过生活。
What would you change if you have few weeks or few months to live?
如果你只有几天、几星期或者几个月来的生命，那你如何来生活呢？
I would treasure each moment with people because people are eternal.
我会珍惜我跟人在一起的时间，因为只有人才是永恒的。
I will apologize quicker and forgive quicker.
我会更快的道歉，更快的饶恕。
I will look forward to seeing Jesus, so I will prepare for that meeting.
我会就是期待见到主耶稣，那我要为这个见面呢来做好准备。
I want more people to go to heaven with me.
我也希望有更多的人跟我一起去天堂。
I actually have a list of people that I will look for in heaven.
那我当然有一个清单，就这些人，我想在天堂能见到他们。
I hope you also have a list of people that you will look for.
然后我也希望你能够说，有些人你希望在天堂能见到。
And meanwhile, pray for them so that they will receive Jesus so they can go to heaven.
所以呢，就为他们祷告，希望他们能够跟你一起，能够也能够去天堂。
Okay, let's read, continue.
让我们继续来读13到17节。
Yeah. Return, O Lord, how long have pity on your servant?
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love,
that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
好，我们来看，一起来读中文。耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。求你按着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。愿你的作为向你的仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。愿主我们的神荣美都归在我们身上，愿我们坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功，愿你坚立。
Moses in his prayer makes several petitions to this eternal God.
神在他摩西在他的祷告中向这位永恒的神做了一些请求。
In verses 13 to 14, he asks God to turn around.
在十三十四节里边，他求神转回。
Yeah, don't forsake us and have pity on us.
不要离弃我们，怜恤我们。
Now the Chinese translation says that to 后悔, to regret, to relent.
那中文的翻译第十三节说为你的仆人后悔。
But the original meaning is to comfort.
但是这个原意呢，实际上是安慰。
He's asking God to change his mind and have compassion on us.
他是求神真的是改变心意，对我们有怜恤，有安慰。
He's asking God to change his mind to have compassion. And then because we live under the curse of sin and the wrath of God,
因为我们在神的这个在罪的咒诅之下，在神的震怒之下。
Our lives are brief and full of toils and troubles.
我们的生命人生充满了劳苦愁烦，而且是短暂的。
And only God's mercy and comfort can sustain us.
只有神的怜恤，只有神的安慰可以扶持我们。
So we ask God to have pity on us.
所以我们求神怜恤我们。
And our God is merciful and deals with us with a steadfast love.
神是怜恤的神，真的是以慈爱来对待我们。
How do we know?
我们如何知道呢?
So he gave his only son.
神把他唯一的儿子赐给了我们。
If we come to him humbly and receive his son as a gift,
如果我们谦卑地来到神面前，接受神的恩赐，接受神的礼物。
And confess our sins and ask for his forgiveness.
然后认我们的罪，接受神的饶恕。
And God will accept you as his child.
神会接受我们做他的儿女。
And you can call him Abba Father.
我们就可以称他为阿巴父。
And you have made contact with eternity.
你已经跟永恒连上了。
God's wrath ceases.
神的这个愤怒会停止。
And live, and then you can, so that you can live a life wisely with eternity in mind.
所以你可以头脑中有这个永恒的观念，过一个有智慧的生活。
And then in the last verse, Moses said this. He says he's asking God to establish the work of our hands.
在最后一节中，摩西求神建立我们手所做的工。
our work is full of toils and troubles.
我们的工作充满了劳苦愁烦。
But when we connect with God, He has given us the eternity perspective.
当我们跟神有连结，神给我们这个永恒的观念。
And God can change our work to have the value to eternity.
神可以改变我们的工作，让我们的工作有永恒的价值。
Now, some of you remember Dr. Connie Palm.
我们中间很多人都还记得康 Dr. Palm.
嗯，庞师母。
庞师母。
Yeah, she passed away in 2015.
庞师母那是2015年过世的。
She was a teacher and a missionary to Taiwan.
她是老师，也是对台湾的宣教士。
And she just had a love for the Chinese people.
她就是对中国人，她就是有从神来的爱。
She was a very creative person.
她是很有创意的。
At her house, she had a room full of craft materials.
然后在她家里有一个房间里就有各种各样的手工作品。
Yeah.And she would teach other ladies to make pretty things like cards, bookmarks, and decorations.
她会教别的就是这个姐妹啊，就做这种漂亮的这种装饰品啊，卡片啊，和各种还有书签等等。
She did not make those to make money.
她做这些不是为了要赚钱。
She made those as gifts for missionary trips.
她做这些是为了别人宣教时候可以带去的礼物。
And under her leadership, the team made about 200,000 items.
在她的带领之下呢，她那个团队。做了200,000的这种东西。
And because Dr. Palm was a teacher, she knew that many people wanted to learn English.
因为她是老师，她知道很多人想学英文。
And some of you were her students.
那我们其中有些人也是她的学生。
She also wrote books with easy English.
然后她是用那个简单易懂的英文呢写了书。
And those books were used to reach out to people.
那用这些书来宣教，来就是接触人。
Yeah. Dr. Palm's last project before she passed away was to help in translation of one of her books.
她最后的过世之前的最后一个项目呢，就是把她的这个书一本书呢翻译成阿拉伯文。
Yeah. So her books is 101 Bible story to Arabic.
然后呢，就是那本就是说101个圣经故事是给阿拉伯用阿拉伯语。
Yeah, at that time, she got a contact that there is a Egyptian pastor will pass out these books to children in Middle East.
因为他那时候有一个联系到一个埃及的牧师，所以这个牧师呢可以把这个书呢给小孩子。
Her rationale was that it would be hard to reach out to those terrorists.
他的想法是说。你去很难去接触到那些恐怖分子。
Maybe reaching out to the children with the stories of the Bible may lead to a change.
但是呢，如果用这个圣经故事去接触到那些恐怖分子的后代孩子们，也许会带来改变。
So in her brief life, she saw the eternity was near.
所以呢，在她的短暂的人生中，她看到这个永恒就。
And she aligned her perspective with God's and offered her hands to His work.
所以呢，她就把她的眼光跟神的眼跟神的眼光就是合在一起，然后做按照神的这个眼光来做事情。
And she invested in eternity with the life she had.
她用她自己的生命真的是投资在永恒里。
She numbered her days.
她数算自己的日子。
So likewise, when we offer our hands to the Lord, regardless of what we do,
所以呢，在我们所做的事情上，我们把我们的双手交给神的时候，
we do for the Lord.
我们是为了神而做。
And whether it's a mission trip to UUPG,
不管是说去到那些未得之民的宣教，
praying for this country,
为这个国家祷告，
sharing the gospel to your neighbors,
跟你的邻居分享福音，
making disciples at home.
在家里带门徒。
Ask God to establish the work of your hands.
求神建立你手所做的工。
Ask God to give you the perspective of eternity.
求神给我们这个永恒的眼光。
What would you change if you knew you only have few weeks or months to live?
如果你现在知道说你只有几个星期或者几个月的生命，那你会有什么做什么改变呢
？Our time is short.
我们在地上的时光是很短暂的。
Then comes eternity.
就是很快就会和永
进
到永恒里。
So let us be wise to number our days.
所以让我们有智慧的心，知道怎样数算自己的日子。
Live the life in the light of eternity.
是在永恒之光的照耀下来过我们的日子。
有那个 video 吗？有，好 ，OK. So I'm going to end with a song entitled "A Mist."
所以我们最后呢，来以这首歌来结束。这首歌叫《一片云雾》。
It's in Chinese.
它是中文的歌曲。那我念一下，他念一下英文。
Yeah. So while the Peter is prepared, so let me just roughly translate it in English.
我很快的把这个歌曲以中文翻成英文给大家念一下。这是一首中文歌。
Yeah. Like a mist that appears for a little while, like a sigh from our breath, life comes and flies away.Like the grass budding in the morning and withering in the evening, all moments of time will fade away. What imprints do we leave behind? Is there a link between brevity and eternity? Is there a link between brevity and eternity? 好，请放一下吧。
走过留下什么痕迹？
Let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are God who does not leave us.
亲爱的主，亲爱的神，我们感谢你，你是不离弃我们的神。
You know our condition, and then you have sent your Son as the link between the brevity and eternity.
你知道我们的状况，你真的是差遣了你的儿子，让我们这个作为短暂和永恒之间的一条连结。
Give us the wisdom to number our days.
求你给我们智慧，让我们知道怎样数算自己的日子。
We know that our days are very few, so we ask you that you give us the wisdom how to use it.
我们知道我们的日子短少，求你给我们智慧，让我们知道怎么来度过我们的日子。
And in this process that we will truly know you and your name be lifted up.
愿我们真正的认识你，愿你的名被高举。
And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣的名求。阿门。